All right, so we got a little double duty going on here. First off, welcome to the Back Row Show. Going to talk about the AFC and NFC championship games. I got a coworker of mine got me so fired up that I was like, I'm going to record this shit in my car. That's what I'm going to do. I'm going to record it in my car. I'm pissed off. Fucking angry. And yeah, so here we go. By the way, got a new show. It's called In the Car with Bark. If you enjoy anything that I do, as far as like recording and talking about things other than sports, go check that one out. It's on YouTube as well under the channel name Bark, all capital letters, B-A-R-K. It is, just my thoughts while driving to work in the morning or driving home at night. But let's talk real quick on the Back Row Show here while you're also in the car with me, with Bark. And let's talk about these championship games because I'm really quite pissed off about them. Yes, I am wearing a cardigan. I am at work and I'm taking a break because my coworker got me fired up. But first, let's talk about that Niners and Eagles game, that atrocity of a game. Oh God. Okay. So the Eagles and Niners game, it started out like I thought it would. It was what I thought it was. It was a defensive battle. But Jalen Hurts, you know, looked solid. You know, Kenneth Gainwell, all those guys, the defense. Hassan Reddick's a fucking beast, by the way. Absolute fucking beast. So is Chris Jones, but we'll get there. So the game's going exactly how I thought it was going. I almost did the Dennis Green again. You know, it was a great game of the playoffs. Playoffs. It was a great game. Great game. Was looking to hold true to being a defensive battle with some scoring mixed in. Brock Purdy hurts his elbow. We all know the story. I'm not going to go deep into what happened here. Josh Johnson looked fucking awful. I'm sorry. He was missing open receivers. He wasn't scanning the field. It was not going to go well. It's not going to go well. But the fucking atrocity of the second half of this game literally just pissed me off so bad. What happens if you run the ball every single play of the second half outside of Purdy's two little dunk passes, which they should have done a lot more? You are going to lose. You cannot predictably run the ball every single play. You have an absolute 0% chance of winning that ball game. If you let McCaffrey and Debo and Juszczyk all kind of mix and match run the Wildcat. Debo and McCaffrey, put them in the backfield at the same time. Put them in the backfield at the same time. Let them run the Wildcat. But here's the thing. You've got to let those guys throw. Is it going to be a fucking disaster? Probably. But you know what? You had a higher chance of it actually producing yards than running the ball every fucking down. They gave up. I'm not a Niners fan. I'm not an Eagles fan. That Niners team gave up. They laid down and they said, fuck it. We can't win. It was probably the case no matter what, but God damn it, if you just try. To have to sit through and watch that game as a fan of football was pitiful. Kyle Shanahan, I'm sorry, he should be ashamed of himself. Like, yes, Brock Purdy can't throw. Don't ask him to. Do something. Get creative. You're supposed to be one of the best offensive minds in football. Do something. I would have loved as a fan to watch Debo and McCaffrey try to complete some passes in a backyard football match. I would have loved that. And you know what? The Niners maybe would have got lucky. They maybe could have struck gold. If those guys are like even able to throw a ball at all, maybe they don't get intercepted every play. Maybe something magic happens. Maybe they at least score. Maybe they get this, like, you know, respectable showing where they just tried and just gave it a go. But instead, they did fucking nothing. They did absolutely nothing. And that made my viewing experience, and I'm not mad just for my viewing experience, I'm mad for Niners fans. I don't know how they feel about it, but that was pitiful to watch. Fucking disgrace. Like Kyle Shanahan, like, it was pitiful. And the fights that were going on between the two teams were also, that was all just pitiful. Every single aspect of that game was pitiful. And that's not where this ends. We don't have just one pitiful game. I'm looking at you, camera. We don't have just one pitiful game. We have two pitiful games. The second pitiful game is the Bengals and Chiefs. You got an offensive line of the Bengals that manhandled the Bills. The Chiefs said, fuck that. Chris Jones by himself is going to manhandle you, and there's nothing you can do about it, no matter what you try, which is just weird. Like, I get it. He's good, but my God. The officiating was pure garbage. Now, here's what really grinds my gears. Here's what grinds my gears about that is you Bengals fans, for one, are just going on and on about the NFL being rigged. You know what? I would never, when it comes to sports and the popularity of betting and the fact that it's just hitting state after state, you can go on FanDuel, bet your fucking life away, which I have been. Not my life away, but I've been placing some bets. By the way, let me start. I'm going to keep the same train of thought. I'm talking about rigged and betting. Got to repeat that to myself. I played a parlay, and the only thing I needed Hurts to score a touchdown. Good to go. Kittle, 25-plus receiving yards. Fucking money in the bank. Good to go. Lucky that it was money in the bank. I needed what was the other one? Kenneth Gainwell to rush for over 11.5 yards. Money. Come on. He had 100 last week. Miles Sanders don't get all the touches. Fucking best parlay in the world. Dallas Goedert, 25 yards. This is another reason I was pissed off about that game. Dallas Goedert had 23 receiving yards. I was too short from winning big. Two yards in a parlay. All game parlay. 2 yards short of winning. And the fucking Eagles never threw it again because the Niners, and that's what makes me question some of these people with the NFL's rigged. That parlay was huge. It was a popular parlay for good reason. It was a fucking slam dunk. But as soon as you don't throw the ball, the Niners, if they would have scored even, the Eagles would have threw the ball a little more and Goddard surely would have got 2 yards. Goddamn mess. The whole weekend was a mess. And I'm sorry, I know it gets old to hear, but it's fucking ruining football for me. It is ruining it in a worse way. I don't even, my desire to watch NFL football games is fading so fast, it's not even funny. Is the NFL rigged? I don't know. I'm not going to say it is. I'm not going to say it's not. The popularity of betting, you know, the way society is, we're just such an instant reward, like pay me now, give me money, pay me now, give me money. I'm sure there's some players in the league who would gladly accept some money to fucking perform a late hit out of bounds at the end of the game. Not saying Joseph Tsai did that. I'm not at all. But I am going to say he was a fucking dumbass for doing that. You're a paid professional. And you, anytime I see a late hit out of bounds, especially like that, like the push from the back to throw him down, you know Patty's going to sell that, and he did. But anytime I see that, I'm like, whatever, man. This is so stupid. Everyone makes mistakes, yes, but that is a dumb, dumb mistake. Mahomes is not going to turn it upfield. He's going to get out of bounds. It's clear he was going to get out of bounds. That was a pitiful play. It was a pitiful game. It was hard as fuck to watch. Both games, both championship games were hard as fuck to watch because you had I give up and, you know, officiating, just sucking. And I've said it a million times, UFC, MMA, boxing, all that shit. You cannot leave this shit to the judges. You just can't. You cannot leave it to the judges. It's a terrible idea. You can't do it. If you are going to win a game, you've got to win a game. You've got to win a game handily. You've got to win a game. You've got to score more points. You can't just tie. And then at the end of the game, 2020, Bengals, Chiefs, If you get hit with that late penalty, and yes, the refs missed all kinds of holding calls on the Chiefs, block in the back on the Chiefs, that third down shit, I don't know what that was. It was just such a mess. But as a Bengals fan, you can't really say shit. You can, but we're not really going to take you seriously. And I wanted the Bengals to win that game. I'm a massive Joe Burrow fan. I love Joe Burrow. I wanted the Bengals to win that game. I'm from Ohio. I'm 2 hours from Cincinnati. I really wanted them to win that game, but I'll be damned if I'm going to go and say it's rigged and this and that, maybe for fun, maybe for trolling purposes, but I'm not much of a troll. But I mean, you left the game in the hands of the officials. So when you lose 23-20 and it was, you know, some terrible calls, it is what it is. You should have fucking put your foot down and outscored them. You know, it's football. You can't leave it close. Like, especially now in the 2020s, you can't fucking let it be close. You're gonna fuck yourself by letting it be close. You have to clearly win, or you're putting yourself at risk of the officials deciding the game. I'm also disappointed. I had a lot of respect for Travis Kelce, you know, and fuck the Cincinnati mayor. It's all so dumb, but shut your mouth, man. Just players like Eli Apple too. Eli Apple, shut up. Like, this is also ruining the game for me. The Chiefs and, or the Niners and the Eagles brawling and doing, it was just so pitiful. It's like a bunch of damn children. I don't care how much you want to win, Stephon Diggs. Bill's GM said, I'd rather have that guy. Yeah, I get that. You'd rather have a guy that cares, but you want a guy that embarrasses your football team like that? I don't know. These guys are grown men, act like fucking children. It's ruining the game. That and officiating and teams just saying, oh, we don't have quarterback, so we just won't even try to throw. We'll just pout. Fucking pout, Shanahan. Pout. Pout and lose. That's what happens. Instead, you could have went out and inspired, you know, with a tricky game plan, with some fancy wildcat stuff, with just mix in some throws. You don't have, like, neither one of those guys got to throw for 100 yards. Just mix it in. Make the Eagles guess what you're going to do. Nah, we won't do that. We'll fucking hand the ball to Christian McCaffrey. He's fucking, we traded for him. This is what we traded for him for, was to hand him the ball with 11 guys knowing he's getting the ball. This is what we traded for him to do. We traded for him to overcome that shit and fucking murder it and run for 300 yards in an NFC championship game. No, you fucking didn't. Jeez. It's fucking pitiful. And I had wiped it from my mind. Then my coworker had to start talking to me. And I'm like, God damn it. I don't want to talk about this. I used to love football. I used to love sports. But all these guys just making a mockery of it and just making it hard to watch, and the officiating being hard to watch, the LeBron James foul call. Again, you put yourself in position to let the officiating judge the game. If you really are a team that deserves to win a title, you just don't do that. And I understand that not everyone can just win handily. I get it. I get that that's not possible. But if you can't win handily, don't run your mouth after the game. If you let it get to a point where officiating is calling the shots, don't let it get to that part. Just don't. NFL, you are fucking ruining everything. Just implement the AI technology. And I hate AI. I hate all that shit. Look at my beard. It's gray. Of course I hate AI. Of course I hate the Terminator takeover. But if you can get right calls done by letting Skycams or Skynet or whoever the fuck, T-1000, if you can let them make the calls and make them accurately, fuck, you can even, how about you just I know it would make the game longer, but how about as soon as a play is over, you know, you have guys reviewing to make sure there's no holds and shit. Yeah, it'll be frustrating, but you're going to start losing fans. Maybe not. It's the NFL. Fucking toxic masculinity rules. No one's going to give a shit. They'll just come back next year. But you lost me. I mean, I'm pretty much gone. I didn't watch a single full game this season because I was just sick of it all. And I decided to watch the AFC and NFC championship game. The first one in its entirety, because I was just fucking blown away that they were running the ball the whole second half. And I wanted to see Dallas Goedert get 2 yards so I could win some money. And the Eagles are like, fuck you, we're going to be respectful to the Niners. What the fuck ever? Fuck. Come on. Run the score up. They were being assholes. The Niners were being fucking dicks. They were pushing you and fucking with you. Run the score up on them. Come on. Who cares? Fuck it. Fuck it. You want to talk about sportsmanship and not running up the score, but you're going to fucking punch each other? You're going to fucking go Muhammad Ali on the football and punch it 7 times over and over? Fucking pathetic. Everything I saw was pathetic. Society's a fucking mess. It's a fucking mess. Sports, that's a mess. Fucking hot mess. I don't know how much longer I'll be able to watch all this shit. It's just, I didn't. I waited till the AFC and NFC championship game to watch a full game. And I watched them, and I fucking regretted it. I regretted every minute of it. I don't even know if I'll check scores next year. It's getting bad. It's fucking pitiful. I want to convert to like full NBA fan, but you know what? Officiating sucks there too. Why don't we see a lot of college football officiating flaws? Is it because there's not as much money in it? Is it, I don't know. It's questionable. It's all questionable to me. Fuck both those games. I don't give a fuck about the Super Bowl. I'm not going to watch it. I know everyone else will, and more power to you. You know, I'm not on here just a bitch. I just couldn't believe what I saw. It was so bad. So bad. I'm just kind of blown away. Oh, well, I'm going to save myself even more hours by not watching football. But then again, what will I talk about on the Back Row Show? I don't know. Me and Arms and the guys are supposed to still get together here and there whenever Arms is able to. He's got a lot going on. But you might still see the Back Row guys talking some sports. I can certainly bitch about sports. You've listened to it for 15 minutes. Fuck football.
Swimsuit? Check. Sunscreen? Check. Phone charger? Check. Don't forget to pack the 5-Hour Energy. It fits great in a pocket or carry-on, and the alert feeling will help you arrive ready for anything. Now get 20% off when you use code 5HETRAVEL at 5HourEnergy.com. Expires April 30th. One-time use only. Not valid with other discounts. Remember, visit 5HourEnergy.com and use code 5HETRAVEL to save 20%.